Hello guys, and welcome back to my podcast. Today we're going to be talking about service dogs. The first channel I'm going to be talking about is The Pups That Rescued Me, featuring Zoe and Ellie. Let's get them to 100 subscribers. Next one is Paws to the Rescue. Let's get them to 400 subscribers. This channel features Daisy and Baxter. Next, the last one is Sasha with a Purpose. Let's get them to 200 subscribers. So first we're going to be talking about... So now we're going to be talking about different types of service dogs. There are guide dogs, hearing dogs, service dogs who help people in wheelchairs, autism assistant dogs, service dogs that are for seizures, and there's also an allergy alert dog. Also allergy alert dogs. So what rights do service dog owners have? The ADA, that service dogs, the service dog, the ADA mandates that service dogs have full public access rights, which means they are allowed to go to places where animals are forbidden. They can be brought into restaurants, stores, libraries, and other public spaces. They must be permitted in housing, even if other pets are not allowed. Service dogs are also allowed on airplanes and other public transportation. But each airline has its own rules regarding service dogs. Most require that dog sits on traveler's lap or at their feet. Dogs cannot block the aisle or sit in the emergency exit row. Service dogs are expended from the pet fees that airlines charge. What is a working dog? A working dog is a purpose-trained canine that learns to perform assist its human companions, detecting, herding, hunting, search, and rescue. Police and military dogs are all examples of working dogs. Allergy alert dogs. These dogs are trained to detect the allergen and its reside at schools, social events, and everyday activities and alert their owner. Their training is similar to that of a police dog, learning to track scents or drugs. Breds commonly trained as allergy alert dogs are poodles and Portuguese water dogs. What is a therapy dog? Therapy dogs play a different helping role than service dogs and emotional support dogs. They aren't trained to live with Rather, these are dogs that, with their human teammate, volunteer in clinical settings. In settings such as hospitals, mental health institutions, schools, and nursing homes, where they provide comfort, affection, and even love in the course of their work. Can my dog be a therapy dog? If you're interested in volunteering and think your dog might be a great candidate to the therapy dog organization, they have to be tested and have And they also have guidelines that have to be followed. What do emotional support animals do? Emotional support dogs are not considered service dogs under the ADA. They may be trained for a specific owner, but they are not trained for specific tasks or duties to aid a person with a disability. And this is the main difference between ASA and service dogs. This doesn't minimize the support these dogs provide for people with psychological disorders. Service dogs are something some people really need to work, so you cannot distract them. You cannot distract them when they're working. Also, therapy dogs do not have legal rights. Although they are defined as comfort dogs and used in some settings, therapy dogs are not considered service dogs. So,